buy today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we are scheduled to be joined by John Davis. He is the host of television's Motor Week. Motor Week has been on the air now for 30 years. Can you imagine? It's been on public television for all that time. Also can be seen on the Speed Channel. And John is always one of my favorite guests. To tell you the truth, we're having a little bit of phone connection problem with him at the moment, but hopefully we will hook up with him during this hour of the broadcast. Also in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be playing some automotive trivia, as we like to do here on the program each and every week. And I've got all kinds of automotive news to tell you about as well. In the third hour of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by Peter McGilvery. He's the vice president of SEMA, the big automotive aftermarket convention that is going to be coming up next week, a week from now, the first week of November, November 2nd through November 5th in Las Vegas, Nevada, a gathering of the automotive faithful, so to speak, about 100,000 people from around the world, and lots of cool stuff going to be happening there. Also, in hour number three of the broadcast, we hope to be joined by Lou Ann Hammond from DrivingTheNation.com. I just like to say that. That's her new website address, DrivingTheNation.com. Yes, and we're going to be talking to her about the Chevrolet Volt, which is the new electric vehicle from General Motors. Been getting some little bit of funky play media-wise, as the general had told everybody that it was a 100% electric vehicle and the gasoline engine was only there when the electric battery supply ran out. It would then kick in and act as a generator, keeping the vehicle in electric mode 100% of the time. Now, indications have leaked out of Detroit that the gasoline engine, in fact, does kick in under certain operating conditions to enhance performance. So what does this mean for the Chevrolet Volt? Is it now not a electric car, but a plug-in hybrid vehicle? So that is a controversy, and hopefully Lou Ann, who, like Paul Eisenstein, who joined us last week on the program, had the opportunity to drive it recently at the National Press Lodge, maybe she can shed some light on that subject as well. Along the way, of course, we're going to take your telephone calls. Here's the toll-free number. It's 800. It's 259-9231, 800-259-9231. Matt is standing by at network headquarters, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. And we're going to have some fun here right off the bat and throw a trivia question out there into the mix. Why don't we do that right now? All right, we'll talk about modern-day front-wheel drive cars. What was the first front-wheel drive car from Oldsmobile, a brand that has now gone by the wayside? I was speaking to my aunt here in Boston the other day, and she was just learning the news that the Mercury brand is no more. So evidently there are a number of folks out there who don't realize that Mercuries are not going to be made for model year 2011. 2010 is the last year for Mercury. Also last year's for Pontiac. No more Pontiacs after this year, 2010. No more vehicles from the Hummer brand. It was, of course, it attempted to be sold. It was being sold at one point by General Motors to an entity from China, but that fell through, so they are closing the door for on the Hummer side of the fence. And, of course, no more Saturn. Just a few of the automotive brands biting the dust here for 2010. They will not be offered in model year 2011. But what will be offered in 2011, as it has been for the last 30 years, is one of my favorite television programs. It's Motor Week on PBS and the Speed Channel. And joining us right now is a gentleman who is the host, the executive producer, and the creator of the program, John Davis. John, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Always great to be with you. Hey, I got one thing to correct you on, though. I know you're all usually infallible.
All right. I messed up. What did I do?
Just a slight thing. As of the middle of September, we switched our second run. We're still on public television everywhere across the country. But now, if you don't catch us there, look on your listings for Discovery HD Theater. It's usually listed as HD Theater, and we're part of their primetime Tuesday night Turbo Tuesday lineup, and we're thrilled to be with them. So if you've got a HD TV, you'll see Motor Week like you've never seen it before.
Oh, that's cool. And I know Wayne Carini, who does that Chasing Classic Car show
right. Quite
well, and that's a great fit, John. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, we're very excited, too, and apparently, knock on wood, things are going well to start our 30th season, so that's good news.
It just seems like yesterday you and I were talking about the 25th anniversary. Here it is 5 years later. Of course, neither one of us are a year older, but let's hark back the years, as Johnny Carson used to say way back when. How did you originally get the idea to do this television, John? Many of our listeners may not be familiar with the fact that you were also instrumental. You were the man who put Louis Rukeyser on the air with the financial program for umpteen years. You were the man behind that. But how did Motor Week get its start?
Well, Bob, basically around in 1978, I became executive producer of Wall Street Week with Louis Rukeyser. And my boss, our programmer, Warren Park at Maryland Public Television, came in and said, okay, big guy, let's see if you really can do something other than just produce somebody a show somebody else came up with. So he laid down a gauntlet for me to do my own series. And I had several different ideas, and we did a couple of pilots, but the one I really wanted to do was an automotive show, because no one had successfully brought the Automotive Enthusiast magazine to air. And, you know, you could pick up a copy of Motor Trend, but you couldn't basically see it on TV in those days. So we devised this program. I'm an engineer by training, and, of course, I grew up in the South, which means I was stealing, you know, rides in my parents' car before I could even reach the gas pedal. And we did a pilot, didn't have any money, so I had been on the air many years before. I was the host. It was dreadful, let me tell you. The pilot was absolutely awful. I looked like something that you put nails in. I was so stiff. And it sat on the shelf for almost 3 years until we heard that another station, public station, might be trying to do some kind of an automotive series. So on July the 5th, 1981, my boss calls me in and says, can you be on the air in January? And at that point, we had a name for the show. We knew we were going to call it Motor Week, but that was at least the pilot's name. And I said, no, I'll be on the air before that. And so we made it on the air in October of 81, and we went on the air as a weekly show year-round, and we have been, we've just completed our 29th year, and we're now into our 30th, and we're going to be celebrating all year long. So what looked like was going to be something to fun and games to do for a few years has turned out to be a career plus some.
That's fantastic. On that first show, what were some of the highlighted vehicles that you were examining?
Oh, boy. The Ford Escort, the original world car that took center stage. We also had we had Renaults, we had Alphas, we had more European vehicles than we did domestics, because they were just a lot more fun. Didn't have too many Asian vehicles, because the Asian manufacturers, almost all of them were in California, and they were, frankly, not very interested in taking a chance on us. We could get a Mercedes, we could get a Jaguar, we could get some of the most expensive cars in the world, but not a Honda or Toyota for a while, so they came along a little later.
Interesting. We're going to spend the entire hour with John Davis, the host of Television's Motor Week. You're in for a treat. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
We all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or $5,000 repair bill, even if your factory warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-871-4131. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. That's 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live with John Davis, the host of Television's Motor Week, and we're celebrating 30 years of the program. John's going to be doing it all throughout this television season. And we're kind of going back to the early days talking about the first episode. And John, certainly over the years, you've had so many wonderful contributors to the broadcast, including Pat Goss and, of course, different news anchors. I'm still very friendly, of course, with Lisa Barrow, who now works for Chrysler. You really have worked with some great folks.
Yes, we've been very lucky, Bob, to have very strong talent. And Lisa remains one of our, how can I say it? She's just one of our most wonderful friends. And she had the anniversary show we just completed. We asked her and Pat and also Craig Singhaus to come in and do a lot of commiserating. And, of course, most people remember that not only did Lisa start our consumer features, which we call FYI, but she was the lady that traveled all over the world, and really at a time when women were not traveling on automotive events that much, and from Belize to Mongolia to just about anywhere you can imagine, she made the trek, and she's got the inoculation marks to prove it.
Great story. And Craig Singhaus, how did you guys originally come up with the concept of his segments, which were always a little offbeat, a little wacky?
Right. Well, Craig, basically, his High Road segments, I'm responsible for the name, but that was about it. Craig, as he is on air, is a pretty goofy car guy. He's an actor by training. He was working at our facility for other programs. But he was a racer. He had a Shelby Mustang that he campaigned on the weekends. So he had genuine grease under his fingernails. And when I caught a load of him, I couldn't resist asking him to join us. And really, in those days, what I did when we were putting together the pilot and the first season, I walked around the parking lot and looked at what people drove. And if they drove something halfway interesting, I went and knocked on their door and pleaded with them to come help me.
Very good strategy, John. And I know over the years you've owned some cool rides. We both have a fondness for the Pantera. I've never owned one. You have been a fortunate past owner.
That's debatable, Bob. I love the car, but I'm not sure anybody that owned one would thought they were that fortunate. It's funny you mentioned it. I'm doing a little piece for another series that we're producing. And we were at a fellow's house, and he has a Accord.
Sure.
The second year, 31, I guess, or 38. And he had in his garage a beautiful Pantera L, very, very similar to the one I own, except a different color. And so we spent actually much more time talking about that than we did his Accord. However, you know, I talked about all the problems I'd had and the fixes and how you had to learn to do things like be able to take the windshield wiper motor out and put it back in the pouring down rain. And we all got a big chuckle at it. But, you know, to this day, it's one of my favorite cars. And if I had a chance to buy a classic exotic of some sort, it would be the first thing on my list.
Absolutely. John, we're so lucky today. I mean, we've talked about it before, but it truly is. I don't think people realize the golden age, the performance that's available out there, the safety, the fuel economy. And, I mean, who would believe that? I mean, when you look at the pony cars, the V6 Mustang, the V6 Camaro, the kind of mileage, the kind of horsepower, the V8 variants as well. Imagine Chevrolet ever building a supercar like the ZR1. I mean, this is a remarkable stuff that's going on.
On both ends of the spectrum, Bob, not only are we seeing the most powerful, traditionally powered cars that we've ever seen, and they are the most fuel efficient that high-performance cars have ever been, but on the other side, with all the stuff that's going on with electrics and alternative fuels, we're seeing something of a revolution there. And the interesting impact is, while everybody's out talking electric cars and all, and they're cool, and they'll probably be a small piece of the market. At the same time, we're seeing the engineers that do traditional gasoline-powered cars kind of getting their act together, and almost every day there's an announcement of some new engine or some new car that's going to still use gasoline but get 40, 50, 60, 70 miles per gallon, the type of fuel economy that, you know, most hybrids don't even get. and that the electric cars are sort of promising. So, yeah, I think we're in a powertrain revolution, but it's really on both ends of the spectrum.
No question about it, John. And you bring up a really good point. I mean, when you look at some of the stuff that Ford is doing with their EcoBoost power plants and again, some of the fuel sippers like the Ford Fiesta with the dual clutch transmission and some of the other vehicles that are being shown around, great fuel economy. Got to get your take on the Volt. I haven't driven it. I didn't go on the press launch. I'm wondering if you've driven it, and what do you think about this controversy that they can't claim it to be an electric?
I think that's just bull. I mean, okay, for people that don't know, at the last minute, and I fault General Motors for telling everybody over and over again, it's only an electric car. It's only an electric car. It's got this gas engine that just is a helper, and it's a generator. Then at the last minute, after some patents that they were waiting for got finalized, they admitted that under one real condition, with the batteries depleted at speeds over to 70 miles an hour and the generator running, there is a mechanical connection to the wheels through this second electric motor generator. Okay, but it will not run without the batteries. It will not run without electric power. So, you know, a couple of the websites that have made this brouhaha, and I think the only point that's valid is that I think GM should have not pushed it so much. But having said that, great car. It will be your only car. It has over 300 miles range. We managed over 100 miles per gallon driving it in a normal way over several days. And that's, you know, like you were commuting and then letting it rest at night and recharge. I think it's a lot of money, and people will probably want to lease it rather than buy it. But in every other way, it's a very competent, compact car. It seats four, and I think people will be pleased at how ordinary it drives.
Yeah, that's the curious part that I wanted to ask you. What is the driving experience like? I mean, handling-wise, acceleration-wise, of course, electric motors are known for torque. Give us a little insight on that, John.
Well, you're absolutely right about the torque, Bob. You get instant torque, instant maximum torque. 0 to 60 is about 9 seconds. It feels faster than that. It scoots off the line very quickly, so that's a little bit better than most, say, economy compact cars. Because the batteries are heavy, they give you a lower center of gravity, so it handles quite well. It's certainly not a sports car. It's got relatively soft springs. The steering is a little on the numb side, but it's quite precise. I would have to say that if you put it in the general population of compact cars, maybe not a Civic, certainly better than, say, a Corolla, Mazda 3. I think it's in that ballpark, and people will be very happy with it.
Straight ahead, more about the Chevrolet Volt, and we'll talk about the Nissan Leaf and other cool cars with John Davis, host of Television's Motor Week.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Hi, this is Auto World's Bob Long with a really special deal just for you. The folks at California Car Cover Company are going to give you a discount if you put in my name, Bob Long, in the discount code box at calcarcover.com. You'll get 15% right off the top of your order. So log on to calcarcover.com or call 800-423-5525 and use discount code Bob Long.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious Easy Picks meals to enjoy now or save for long term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing ClipHanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. ClipHanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, ClipHanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, ClipHanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with ClipHanger. ClipHanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your ClipHanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing ClipHanger and the ClipHanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your ClipHanger today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Our telephone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can send me an email. It's bob@boblongradio.com. John Davis is with us, host of Television's Motor Week, celebrating 30 years on the air. And we've been talking about the Chevrolet Volt. And the other vehicle, of course, getting lots of press in recent days is the upcoming launch of the all-electric car from Nissan, the Nissan Leaf, and this one, unlike the Volt, does not have that backup system. So range anxiety could be the key word here, and that seems to be thrown around a lot these days.
I think it's real, too. I mean, I've spent quite a bit of time in the Leaf, and like the Volt, it drives like an ordinary car. It makes some noises, but obviously it doesn't have a gasoline engine or anything to make that kind of noise, and the Leaf does. So the Leaf feels a little different, sounds a little different, but again, very competent. It will seat 5, where the Volt only seats 4. I found it a little bit smaller in the inside, but not much. Both cars are very futuristic in this inside, with lots of colored readouts and things that bounce around on screens to keep you entertained, unfortunately, maybe too much so. Very impressed with it. I think the range anxiety is a big deal, depending on the climate and whether you use the air conditioning a lot. You know, Nissan says the range could be anywhere from 65 miles to 120 miles on a full charge. We managed about 80-some on the during the days that we drove it. It takes a little longer to charge up unless you have 220. But it's a real car again. Everything about it works like a normal automobile, so that when people get in it, except for, you know, a few things like the gear shift's a little strange-looking and feels more like a mouse for a computer, they're going to feel right at home very quickly. And I applaud both manufacturers for basically putting the effort in making these cars drive normally, even though they do look a little futuristic, and that's good.
Absolutely, John. And another question I've never asked any of the engineers, and you may not know the answer, but I'll throw it at you anyway. What happens if one of these cars, let's say the Leaf from Nissan, is parked for a number of days without any charging, if it just happens to be sitting in somebody's driveway, does it lose power on its own?
My understanding is yes, but because both use lithium-ion batteries, it will lose power very, very slowly. Of course, the main thing with the Volt is, of course, even if it does lose all of its power, if you start it up, the gas engine will kick in right away, and that will provide you enough electrical power to get home. So it's not really an issue with the Volt. And so far, what we've been told by Nissan, you would really have to leave it parked for months at a time before you'd get to the point of, say, it would be completely dry. I think if you went in with it half full and you're parked for a couple of weeks, you might come back and find it down somewhat, but hopefully by that point, there'll be more out there with real-world experiences. But fortunately, the lithium batteries tend to hold their charge a little longer.
Another point that you brought up, these vehicles are going to be sold in you know, pretty small numbers when you look at the big picture. Recently,
yeah, sure.
I talked to somebody at TrueCar.com that measures car buying trends, and you know, we do a whole lot of talking on the radio and in print on TV about hybrid vehicles. And I asked the gentleman, what is the market penetration right now for hybrid vehicles in the U.S.? And he said 3%. And that really surprised me. And
yeah, they've sold, over a million, but it is very small. And I'm sure you must get the same question I get, Bob. I get questions all the time about how much do you think all of these electrified cars will be market share 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And I've been pretty generous and said maybe 10% of the market. I think I even said 15 in one weak moment. But the reality is I think they're all told they'll probably be less than 10% because of cost and because of advances in internal combustion engines, unless we see, $5 a gallon gasoline, then everything could change.
Absolutely. Another thing that we're seeing from the automakers is a move towards smaller vehicles, although more highly contented smaller vehicles. You can take the Ford Fiesta as an example. Leather seats available, high-end stereo available, power, everything available. This is a trend that we're seeing. But do you think, John, in all honesty, I know certainly the Fiesta has been a success, although a kind of a strange launch in that when they first announced it, they did a lot of television advertising, yet you couldn't find one on a dealer lot.
Right. Yeah.
And even today, you really don't see. They say, they're sold out. But
yeah.
I don't get that. And the other thing, when you look at a vehicle like, let's say, the Scion IQ, which is upcoming, it's bigger than the old smart car. But are Americans really going to embrace those kind of vehicles? I don't know.
You want a short answer? No.
Yeah, that's my...
Again, $5 gasoline, everybody changes. At $2.79 or $3, I don't think so. I think Americans like room and comfort, and I don't care how much you stuff into a Fiesta or a Cruze, they're still smaller than what people are used to. At least in Cruze, they've given you almost a mid-sized interior, but let's make it clear, it's still smaller than what most people are used to. And I think fuel economy is important. Fiesta and Cruze are talking, high 30s and 40 mile per gallon on the highway. And I think that definitely will put some people in their market. But I'm just not ready to say that Americans are going to be running in huge numbers for smaller cars even if they're nicely outfitted. Look at what Volkswagen's doing. Volkswagen's doing almost the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking their Jetta, they've made it larger, and they've dropped the price. They're de-emphasizing, a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
So they might be more on the proper wavelength. So we'll see, but I hear Ford's not that happy with, sales of the Fiesta. I don't know if that's true or not, but
interesting.
That was a rumor I heard when I was in Detroit last week that it's not, it may be sold out, but the supplies are somewhat limited, and we'll see. It's a great car, don't get me wrong, but I think Americans like room.
You were one of the founders of the North American Car of the Year, and I would imagine this year a whole lot of attention is going to be placed on the Volt. What are some of the other big contenders, in your opinion, for the Car of the Year honor this year, John?
I think the contenders include the Volt and the Leaf. I think they're going to really battle it out. I think another possible contender is the Hyundai Sonata. Very impressive car. I think the Fiesta is definitely going to be in the running. I think Cruze will be in the running. I think the new Audi A8 may even be in the running, although it's pretty pricey. The list of cars that are eligible this year is the best I have ever seen. I've never seen, as a friend of mine said, I've never seen such a bad economy and so many great cars at the same time. But I wouldn't be surprised if the final three don't include both the electric cars and then something else, maybe the Sonata. I don't know. Of course, we won't know until December.
Absolutely. The Sonata certainly is, a very, very good vehicle, really raises the bar in that segment, and the fact that you can now get it in a hybrid form for those folks in a performance turbo version, and that the fact that the four-cylinder now does the performance of the former V6, I mean, they're definitely doing good things there at Hyundai. On the other side of the Hyundai equation, we've got a vehicle I haven't driven yet either, the Equus, a $60,000 Hyundai with an iPad for a owner's manual. This I got to check out. Hopefully I'll get one of these for a press car one of these days.
I really think the iPad is probably like the cool event of the fall, with some manufacturer doing something that was thoroughly unexpected. People have been looking for some solution to the owner's manual, and it was clear that putting it on videotape or DVD didn't work. So maybe the iPad will give people a way to read the owner's manual.
We'll talk more about that and lots more with John David straight ahead.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We're live all across North America. This program has been on the air since 1992, but that isn't that long compared to our friend John Davis from Motor Week, whose television show has been on the air 30 years and going to be celebrating 30 years all throughout the season. And John, every time you're with us here on the broadcast, folks want to know where they can get more information, where they can find their local PBS station, as well as remind them about the new distribution there on the HD channel.
Bob, basically our website has it all, and whether you put in motorweek.org or motorweek.com, you'll come to the same place and you'll be able to do a pull-down menu, has all the stations listed, or you can go to the discovery.com site and look for HD Theater, and that has our listing there. Right now we're on it, I think it's 8 o'clock Eastern Time on the Discover, on the HD Theater every Tuesday night, and I think there's a repeat at 11. They're running a lot of promos. If you watch any Discovery, you'll probably see it. But the big thing is public television. They're our first run. It's our big home, and each station, most stations do carry us. And if you find the station in your area doesn't carry us, you basically get on the phone and call them up and ask why not.
Very good. John, let's talk about that iPad that we were touching on a little bit with the Hyundai Equus. I mean, I've never known a manufacturer to go to such extremes. I mean, that's a pricey item to make, to put in that Equus. Certainly very clever, good marketing, and they're certainly giving folks an awful lot of bang for the buck with that vehicle. But will it sell?
Well, you know, we didn't think when they announced they were going to do the Genesis that it would sell, and it sold quite well. But I really do think the Genesis surprised us by reaching further than we thought that Hyundai could reach. I'm not so sure that the Equus does. It certainly is a bargain. It's anywhere from $8,000 to $20,000 or more less than, say, a comparable Lexus LS or a Mercedes S-Class. So it's a heck of a lot of car for the money, and people that would like to aspire to that level of motoring will be able to do it for a lot less money. But, you know, it just doesn't have the cachet, and it doesn't do anything outrageously grand. You could argue that the Genesis sedan is just a fabulous performer. The Equus is a nice, a very, very nice luxury car. And even if it doesn't sell that well, and I don't think Hyundai really thinks they're going to sell a heck of a lot of them, but, you know, those folks are so patient and so smart that no matter what happens with this first Equus, they will be back with a second one. And by that time, maybe the market will have warmed to the fact of a super elegant, high-end Hyundai. So I think they are making strides in transforming Hyundai from a mass market to a premium brand. And Equus is just another mark on that chart.
Another trend that we're seeing within the automotive world these days, John, something we didn't see back when the Motor Week got its start 30 years ago, is, you know, the globalizing of platforms for the first time. Like, for example, the Ford Fiesta is the same one sold around the world. The 2012 Ford Focus will be the same one that we get here in North America that they sell in Europe, and we've never had that before. And this seems to be across the board. The Chevrolet Cruze will be sold all over the world. This is something we're seeing more and more of. I don't think it's a bad thing. What do you think?
Oh, no. I think the automakers have figured out how they can share all the componentry and keep the cars, tuned differently for different markets. And they've also finally figured out that the Americans don't necessarily want a car that's been detuned to what they think is our standards. We'd like to have the cars that the Europeans are raving about. When we started 30 years ago, we had that Ford Escort, the first world car, which really was a different car, sold here and sold elsewhere, but it had the same name and basically the same look, so therefore everybody thought it was the same, and it wasn't. Now we've come to the proper end of that spectrum, and they're able to share just about everything except maybe a few engines and some of the details. But I think it's great. It's about time, and I'd like to see it spread all across the board.
Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or bob@boblongradio.com. Got an email question here from a gentleman by the name of Jeff. Jeff is in New Jersey, and he would like to know John's opinion of the Toyota situation. Is everything cool with Toyota after the scandal? Would John recommend the purchase of a Prius?
Yes, I would. I think the Prius is an extremely good car. I think the steering problems and other problems they have are pretty minor. I think all that has happened through this whole thing is, number one, Toyota's PR folks learned that they are not invincible anymore. And number two, the public's finally woken up and realized, hey, like every car company that builds a lot of cars, things are going to go wrong. So between those two, I think the playing field is no more level. I don't think most people will look at Toyota as some mythical car that never has a problem anymore. Mechanics would have told you it was different than that many years ago, but they built up a great reputation, and now they're human like all the rest of the car companies, and I think that's good, because now it's going to force them maybe to be a little bit more competitive in features and price and warranty. So I think the consumer ends up being benefiting. But yes, they're fine cars. I wouldn't hesitate purchasing one if that's the car you like.
Another car buying question. Linda in Connecticut would like John's opinion on three different cars, the all-wheel drive version of the Volkswagen CC versus the Mercedes C300 Sport all-wheel drive versus the BMW 328 X iDrive.
Wow.
Which one would you pick?
That's tough. That's really tough. I think for looks, I'd vote for the CC. It is, I think, the most beautiful of the three. I think for pure driving enjoyment, I would pick the BMW. But if I'm driving a lot on rough roads and basically where I want comfort over and along with the security of all-wheel drive, I'd pick the Mercedes. If it was my choice, if I had to put my money down, I'd probably buy the BMW. But there are three excellent choices, and that's a tough one.
That is a tough one, definitely. Another question. This one is Rob in Kentucky listening on WKCET. He would like to know if John has driven the new Ford Explorer. I have not. John, have you had a chance to have any sneak peeks on that?
Yes, as part of the North American Car of the Year, we were given a chance to experience the Explorer a little bit. Unfortunately, none of us can really talk about anything that hasn't already been out in the world. They have what's called embargo dates where we're sort of said you can't talk about it until then. However, having said that, if you take a look at the pictures that are out there, it's very modern looking, yet down the sides it still has some of the flavor of the Explorer. It's, of course, unibody now. It's not built on a frame anymore. It will be available in front and all-wheel drive. Seat 7 of the interior is very, very upscale. The best new interior Ford has yet done. I think people that were Explorer buyers will be interested, and they should give it a try before they decide that they don't want it, because they are going to market it as an SUV, not a crossover.
Interesting. And it's certainly going to have SUV capability for those, you know, handful of folks who actually use it as an SUV.
Yeah, it has a terrain setting system, a terrain response system similar to Land Rover. It was actually developed when Ford owned Land Rover. So you'll have a dial, and you can dial in different types of terrain, snow, sand, et cetera. And it changes throttle response and the general reaction of the stability control and so traction control and all of those. So what we're expecting when everyone has a chance to actually drive them in serious off-road conditions to find out that it does a good job. I think the big question is, if you're a real pure dyed-in-the-wool SUV buyer, should you be looking at something like the Grand Cherokee, which is also new from Jeep, or the Explorer? And I think you'll have to wait till you have a chance to drive it and then decide for yourself. But there's no question that body on frame is going away very rapidly, and I don't think anyone's going to miss it, because after all, Jeep hasn't had a frame under its SUVs since the early 80s.
So true. John, I want to take this time to congratulate you for winning the International Automotive Media Award Lifetime Achievement Award.
Thank you, Bob.
Certainly so deserving. And as I always say, one of my favorite guests. Will get you back on here real soon. That's a promise.
Best of luck, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. He's John Davis, host of Television's Motor Week. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.